Hello, this is Rebecca with WeLiveInspired.com, and you're listening to an Inspired Living radio podcast. I'm located in Michigan, and we've just had our first snow, so that's exciting. A lot of people don't like snow, but I totally love it this time of year, and it is so crisp and cozy. There was something so cozy about being warm in my cottage and looking outside, and we have so many windows in our house and looking out into the snow that's on the ground. So I've really been enjoying that. Well, today I wanted to talk about hard times and when you're going through the tough stuff in life. I know that for those of you who are used to following my blog and you are used to following me on Facebook, you may have noticed that I'm kind of a Miss Mary Sunshine. A lot of people, actually, one of my names is Mary Lifebringer. That was a name given to me in a SARC program. And SARC, for those of you who don't know, is a best-selling author by the name of Susan Ariel Rainbow Kennedy. But they also call her SARC, and that is where I got the name Mary Lifebringer. But I am usually Mary. But I want people to know that the other side of things, because it's not always rainbows and sunshine in my world. It's just rainbows and sunshine because I choose to make it rainbows and sunshine. I do have a lot to be happy about and grateful for. And so I am genuinely happy in my life, but I do go through a lot of tough times as well. And sometimes when people are going through really tough times, it's like that's when the super bubbly Miss Mary Sunshine type of people, they just want to steer clear of them because it's just like, oh, please, she's always happy. Nothing's ever going wrong in her life. So I just wanted to get real today and let you know that it's not always that way for me. Now, if you want to read more about it, I'm not going to read the entire post or go over my entire experience, but I do have a latest post on the blog that's called Letters from Rebecca. That is a section of my website that is under the cozy cottage life, and that's all about home and garden and casual, you know, welcoming you into my home and getting to know me better. And I just have this section called Letters from Rebecca where I write more like I'm writing a letter to a friend or writing in my diary. And so that's where I get personal and share some of what's going on in my personal life. So I've had a lot going on in my personal life lately. My aunt got suddenly ill and passed away. I have also been having health challenges with some vertigo spells. And I don't know if any of you have experienced vertigo, but the best way I can describe it is almost like you're stuck in the movie Alice in Wonderland and you are Alice or the White Rabbit and you are falling down a rabbit hole. That is really how it feels. I can even get vertigo spells when I lay my head down on the pillow and the room will spin and feel like I'm falling. So it's really scary. It's not something I like experiencing. So I've been experiencing that. I have been experiencing some elevated blood pressure lately, and I have been having some joint pain, and all kinds of things have been going on. We've had break-ins and car break-ins in the neighborhood, and I don't even know what else. There's just a whole long list, but I won't go over the entire list of all the stuff I've been struggling lately, because if you truly want to read about that, you can go on to the website at weliveinspired.com and look for that post, Letters from Rebecca. And I will put a link to that here so that attached to this podcast so that if you are interested in reading it, you can. But I wanted to talk about creating joy and finding gratitude to help people, because my website is about living inspired and I do try to practice what I preach and, you know, walk the walk and talk the talk. And despite tough times, people quite often ask me, why am I so merry? Why do I have joy? And how am I for real? Is this for real? am I really like so joyful all the time? And I do go through periods of depression and whatnot when things happen, but I do have a way of always finding my way back to joy. Now, I do want to point out when you're suffering and going through a hard time, whether it be some scary health issues or you've had a loss or death in the family. Maybe you're just going through some real personal trauma. Whatever it is, I don't believe in being fake. Some people that are in the personal development field, I know that they really preach about the positivity, and I do that as well on my site. But I do believe in being authentic, and that if you are going to move past the pain, that it's really healthy to get support for it, to purge it, to release it, to talk about it with people that you trust or people that are loving. Because I don't think that just pretending like it's, you know, like it's not there and trying to skip right to the joy and gratitude is necessarily healthy. So I say, when you're going through these times, to allow yourself to feel and sit with the feelings, sit with the sadness if you're depressed, sit with the anxiety, sit with the anger that you may be feeling, or the disappointment, or whatever it may be. I think it's okay, and give yourself permission to feel that way. You don't have to be happy all the time. You don't have to speed right past whatever you're going through and immediately, you know, switch over to joy. I think that there's times where we go through a tough season where we need to be still and just sort of nurture ourselves and allow ourselves to feel whatever we need to feel, allow ourselves to cry it out, talk it out, whatever it may be. But I think there's a difference between allowing yourself to feel and to be real and to be sad if you need to be, or depressed or anxious or whatever it is you need to be authentically, and then staying there and have it become your attitude and have it like bleed into everything that you do in your day-to-day life. And when you do that, it just makes life so much more hard. And we really do have a choice to an extent. I mean, we don't have control over the things that happen to us. But we do have a choice in what we're going to do with those things. And like I said in the beginning, I think we just need to rest and be with it. But so what I do is I turn it into gratitude. So I examine my situation when I'm going through a hard time, and I sit back and I ask myself, okay, in this moment, in this very moment, what's going on? And oftentimes when I look around in the very moment, I'm okay. I realize, okay, I've got my cute little furry kitties here and they're sleeping peacefully. I'm in a warm house and a warm bed. You know, I've got food in the fridge. And right now, everything is okay. So I think sometimes when you're not feeling like it's okay, when you really like are still and in the moment, you can see that really truly that you are, that everything is not quite as bad as it seems. But part of it is turning it into gratitude. So yeah, so I've been having all these terrible things happening. But you know, there are things that I can find joy in. There's always somebody out there that has it worse. In fact, there's even I myself have had it worse in the past. Like, I've had joint pain before that has crippled me to the point where I've been like totally bedridden for a week and unable to walk. And I don't have to deal with that anymore because now I know how to take care of my joint pain and head it off, like nip it in the bud right away. So that's something that I can be very grateful for. I can be grateful for the fact that, you know, even though I had a vertigo spell recently, that it only lasted a few hours, because I've had times where it lasted a week or a month or some other such thing. So I can be grateful for that. And when we are coming from a place of gratitude, it makes life so much easier. And truly, there's so much to be grateful for when we think about it. If it's really hard for you, I suggest starting small, starting with little tiny things in your day that you can smile about, and keeping a gratitude journal, because I think keeping a gratitude journal is really transformative. There's always something that we can be grateful for. And when we start looking around and seeing our blessings, like there are people out there that don't have homes. There are people out there that don't even have life. There's people dying from cancer. There are people who have nobody. They have no family or friends because they've lost everybody. There are people out there that are so ill that they're paralyzed, or they can't walk, or they've lost limbs. There are so many things that are worse, so many situations that when you start looking at it that way and you truly look at what we have, we really do have so much to be grateful for. So I'm coming to the end of my 10 minutes. These are just short 10-minute podcasts. So I will say goodnight, but until next time, keep living inspired and keep seeking out the blessings in life.